numbers in the RIN, 499-0473, Contra Costa 932-8585. We'll try and answer as many questions of yours as we can. We also have an address that we will be giving out in just a couple of minutes from FM 97.
Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me
yesterday. Trade delivers with credit okay. Then 47.
This year, his first major interview in 5 years, Lennon said he had wanted to leave the Beatles as early as 1966, but did not make the move until 4 years later because he said he just didn't have the guts. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Lennon continued writing songs and recording, but in 1975, he dropped out for 5 years, saying he wanted to be with his son, Sean, and his wife. It was not until last summer that he returned to music, and his 14-song album, Double Fantasy, was released just last month. The album, which includes songs by Yoko Ono, is based on Lennon's experiences over the 5 years during which he kept house, cooked, and cared for their son. Lennon said he was most affected by early rock and roll blues music and by Elvis Presley. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon is dead. He was shot and killed Monday night in front of his apartment building in Manhattan. Police have a suspect in custody. He has not been identified. John Lennon was 40. This has been a CBS News special report.
Try to see it my way. Daddy, come home.
7-3. Okay, you're on the air at CBS FM. Do you have a question? Hello? Okay, we'll go to the next line. Hello, you're on the air at CBS FM. Do you have a question? Hello?
I don't have my radio on.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, do you have a question?
I have a few comments.
Okay.
I would like to say that I can't think of anyone who deserves more to live for what they have given us. And another feeling that I have is that he is very consciously with us, because he remains in my consciousness. I would also like to encourage the news media to never publish the name of the man who assassinated him.
Well, there's an idea, only because of the fact that that's could be a possibility of what he's looking for. Unfortunately, with the structure of news media that we have today, I would feel that that would be pretty much impossible, don't you, Eric?
Yeah, I don't think there's a chance in the world, although...
It's a nice thought.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Sound of a revolution.
In many ways, now, but now these days are gone.
Army had just won the war. fact that John Lennon is dead. And here again is a wrap-up. John Lennon is dead. He was 40. One of the best accounts we've gotten so far is from a New York policeman, Officer Miller, and we're going to let you hear kind of what he has to say about the whole thing.
Approximately 10:30 this evening, John Lennon and his wife exited either a car or a taxi cab and walked into the Dakota Hotel where they lived. They were followed in by at least one youth who opened fire on him and shot him several times. The police responded to the scene as quickly as possible. One man was arrested, and John Lennon was taken to the hospital. And later on, I found out he was pronounced dead. So that's the way it stands. They have one in custody, and John Lennon is dead as of this time.
Have you heard any motive at all?
Negative, sir. I have no idea whatsoever. The radio claimed no negative, no idea why.
Okay, again, there were seven shots fired, and like he says, the police do have a suspect described as a local crazy. What else could he be? He's a male in his 30s or his 40s, and absolutely no motive whatsoever as to why this happened at all. John, they say, was conscious when they took him to the hospital, but Dr. Stephen Lynn pronounced him dead on arrival, saying that absolutely nothing could be done to save him at that point.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
Okay, and again, this I like to say this is a bit of a tribute to John. We have a few things. Just in Playboy, he had an interview. I don't know if you've read it or not. He mentioned a few things about death, and I'd like to read a couple things to you. It may help deal with it. They asked him, what about death, about Rust Never Sleeps Away, Neil Young's thing about how it's better to burn out than to fade away. What did he say? I hate it. He said, it's better to fade away like an old soldier than to burn out. I don't appreciate worship of dead. And Sid Vicious, or of dead James Dean, or of dead John Wayne. It's the same thing, making Sid Vicious a hero. Jim Morrison is garbage to me. I worship the people who survive. Basically, he doesn't want to be worshipped. He wants to be remembered, and I think that's about it. And of course, everyone is taking this tragedy with shock and disbelief, but none harder probably than Yoko Ono, John's wife, who was said to be back at the Dakota Hotel in a state of shock. Of course, she was with John until the end. And also at the Dakota, it appears an impromptu memorial is being staged right now. There's hundreds of Beatles fans outside mourning. They'll probably be out all night. And while still just a few feet away, they say, is the puddle of blood left from the attack. I guess it's kind of just a reminder of the sickness of any violence, especially as senseless as this.
Behind the whiskers.
You know, I think it really is the same man.
Well, then he must be getting on in years.
This is DeRozan Cavalier. Unfortunately, this telecast was fed this way from New York. We are having some problems. As those of you who are familiar with the opera know, the picture is ahead of the music. We are unable, unfortunately, to rectify the problem. We will, however, guarantee that we'll bring you a clean broadcast of this and the repeat version, which will be Saturday at 12:30 noon.
If you had the brains God gave a titmouse, you wouldn't be doing it. Oh,
if you've been bad or good,
but it was always for peace, never for anything, violence or anything like that. What happens, he dies as an act of violence.
Well, we were partying when we heard the news, and we're all pretty depressed right now, really. We kind of killed the party instantly. And a couple people left right away, and one of the girls was even crying.
How do you feel about it yourself?
Well, myself, I was a Beatles fan since I was a kid because my sister listened to them, and she was about 5 years older than I was, and she had about all the albums there was. And I'm very, very, very unhappy.
Only that it's my experience that people choose their karma, and they choose their life experience, they choose their beginning and their end, and there's a purpose. And I'm convinced that people will pick up about violence from the death of John Lennon, people who hadn't thought a lot about it before.
Won't have enough delegates to determine.
So let it out.
the helm, and we will continue to be so for some time on this evening that, well, I hate to coin a phrase, but it's certainly living in infamy in rock and roll. It's being called by Eric, coined it earlier this evening, the first rock and roll assassination. Call it what you will, but it is indeed a tragedy. We...
Sony, the one and only.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.